Riley Moore plans bill to denaturalize citizens involved in terrorism after attacks carried out by immigrants. By John Binder on March 13, 2026. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, is hinting at legislation to denaturalize citizens of the United States who are convicted of terrorism crimes, including plotting to commit terrorism. Following a series of terrorist attacks against Americans, allegedly at the hands of naturalized citizens from primarily West Africa and the Middle East, Moore said he would be crafting legislation that would strip naturalized citizenship from those involved in terrorism. This horrific pattern of naturalized citizens committing acts of terrorism against the American people must end, Moore wrote, responding to an X post that noted. This month. Austin Shooter, Naturalized Citizen. Old Dominion, Shooter, Naturalized Citizen. NYC Teen Bombers, Children of Naturalized Citizens. Michigan Synagogue Attack, Naturalized Citizen. Who are we giving citizenship to in America? We have legal immigration problem. Moore said he will soon introduce legislation that will denaturalize and deport naturalized citizens who are convicted of committing terrorism, plotting terrorism, joining a terrorist organization, or providing material support to a terrorist organization. Mohammed Baylor Jalouk, who opened fire at Virginia's Old Dominion University, murdering an American and injuring two more, is a naturalized citizen from Sierra Leone. In July 2016, Jalouk was arrested and charged by the Department of Justice, DOJ, after he had been caught plotting a terrorist attack against Americans. Jalouk even traveled to Libya at one point to make contact with members of the Islamic State, ISIS. In October 2017, Jalouk pleaded guilty to the terrorism charges, and he was sentenced to 11 years in prison followed by 5 years of supervised release, despite prosecutors pleading for a 20-year prison sentence. In December 2024, Jalouk was released from federal prison, and he was on supervised release at the time of the terrorist attack at Old Dominion. Then there is the case of 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, a naturalized citizen from Lebanon, who rammed a vehicle into Temple Israel, a Reform Jewish synagogue, in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Ghazali legally immigrated to the U.S. on May 10, 2011, on a green card as the spouse of an American citizen. In October 2015, Ghazali applied for naturalized citizenship. In February 2016, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, granted Ghazali naturalized citizenship. On March 1, 53-year-old Ndiaye Diagne, a naturalized citizen from Senegal, carried out an act of terrorism in Austin, Texas, murdering three Americans and injuring more than a dozen. At the time of the attack, Diagne was wearing a Property of Allah shirt and carrying a Quran in his vehicle. Diagne applied for naturalized citizenship more than 10 years ago and was granted such citizenship by USCIS officials in 2016. Also this month, teenagers Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi are accused of trying to detonate bombs on Islam critics outside Gracie Mansion. Balat's parents are naturalized citizens from Turkey, while Kayumi's family arrived in the U.S. from Afghanistan and secured naturalized citizenship sometime between 2004 and 2009. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.